Yes,
and
Alan.
Take it down already. So the second free throw on the bonus up, and this one's good as well. Nick Fletcher, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. He now has 5 after a three-pointer earlier. It's 27-22 bags over USA.
USA staying in that 2-3 zone. It's been working for them.
As Dean tries to work it in, passes it to Sutton right underneath the basket. He puts it in with ease right underneath the basket. 2 points for Bad Axe, 29-22. Here comes USA. McBrayer, point guard. Fletcher sets a pick for him. He keeps it for himself, passes it over to the corner. Number one, Southgate takes the 3 off the mark. Looks like it was tipped against on Bad Axe, and it's USA ball. On the far end of the court, 2:11 remains. Bad Axe 29, USA 22. Both teams with 7 fouls. Really the only person in foul trouble is number 44, Ballard, who's out of the game currently. Dutcher has it for USA at the top of the key. Passes over to number 5, Fletcher, who can't keep a handle on it and goes out of bounds. Another turnover for USA. Bad Axe ball as Quinn brings it up. 2 minutes left in the first half. Here comes Quinn, favoring his right side, passes to the opposite corner over to Dean. Dean has it in the corner, starts the dribble over to 23 for Eves. Bad Axe, that's Canarian. Back up to Quinn, top of the key, tries to dribble to his left side over to Kowalski. Back up to Quinn, resets at 144 left. Down to the left post over to Dean, tries to take 2, little action there, no foul though. As Bad Axe rebounds it, Kowalski takes it up 4-2, and that looked good.
Good, strong baseline move. Went up with it real strong, got the foul, got and one.
And an and one coming. Kowalski puts it in for 2. He has an opportunity to add a 3rd point here. It's now 31-22. Bad Axe over USA. Minute 35 left in the first half. Second quarter almost in the books. And the and one opportunity is good. So Bad Axe stays perfect from the free throw line. They're now 10 for 10. As Blasky completes the 3-point play the old way. 32-22, 10-point lead for Bad Axe over USA. Less than a minute and a half left in the first half. McGrayer in the corner for USA, trying to drive down the baseline. Does so, reverses the ball. And number 5, Fletcher, has it at the top of the key. He dribbles in. That's Nick Fletcher in for the easy 2.
You see USA really spread the floor on offense to allow their guards to penetrate. Backdoor cuts are working.
I must note that there's 2 Fletchers on the team. Kyle Fletcher, he has 4 points. Nick Fletcher, he has 7. Sutton has it 4. USA tries it in the post, doesn't see anything, so passes back out to Dean, who acts over to Quinn, 55 seconds left in the first half. Quinn sets up the offense for the top of the key. A post in each corner.
FedEx is trying to spread the floor.
Quinn goes up with it, passes at the last second over to Dean, 25. And that was no good, but Will Sutton right there for the putback. His 6th point of the game, all coming in the second quarter. 2 more points for Bad Axe, 10-point lead over USA. 30 seconds left in the first half. Nick Fletcher drives in from the left side, from the top of the key, right in for the layup. It goes in, and a foul. Another and-one opportunity for USA.
USA is getting a lot of opportunities around the bucket. They just got to start finishing. They could very easily have the lead right now.
And that's the 8th foul on Bad Axe. That's on number 23, James Canarian. That's who that last foul was on, by the way.
That's awful.
That was easy. So, James Canarian now has 2 fouls as well. As number 5, Nick Fletcher is at the line to complete the 3-point play. This one's up and through.
Both teams are shooting free throws very well tonight.
The only 2 missed free throws come from Sean McBrayer, who's 2 for 4 from both teams. 20 seconds left. Quinn has it at the top of the key. Over to Kowalski. Back to Quinn at the top of the key. Tries to do some penetration. And back out to Dean at the left wing. No good on the long 2. Spencer Kelly tries to grab the rebound. No good. Here comes USA. Nick Fletcher on the left side. 4 seconds remain. McBrayer for the last one. Over to number 30. Up and in. That's before the punter goes. Grant Harris only has 2 points on the game, but he makes it count right before the buzzer. Number 30, Grant Harris, puts in the 2. Making it a 5-point game at halftime. Bad Axe 34, USA 29. The first half in the books. We'll be back with the stats in about 3 minutes. Keep it locked on 102.1 FM.
Your number one Bad Axe Hatchet sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
From a deeply traditional funeral service to a tastefully innovative modern celebration of life, Yengel and Mellendorf Funeral Home of Sebring specializes in unique personalized services to suit individual family needs. Yengel and Mellendorf Funeral Home is committed to programs of lifelong learning in order to serve you and other families in the community with a higher level of excellence. For more information, owner-manager Gia Mellendorf invites you to visit jmfuneralhome.com or call her at 989-883-2720. 883-2720. Yengel and Mellendorf Funeral Home is pleased to help bring you this game broadcast.
Signature Bank salutes all of our area sports teams. Hi, this is Seth Stapleton. Everyone at Signature Bank promotes academic achievement and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and your neighbors. We are always finding better, faster, and easier ways to serve the financial needs of our hometowns and communities. Best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Psst. Hey, you, looking for a smartphone? Maybe looking to upgrade, huh? Yeah? Listen, you came to the right place. Me and Thumb Cellular, we can hook you right up. Best phones and service in the film. After we're done with you, you'll be golden. Are you a multitasker, huh? Yeah? Listen, Thumb Cellular, they have all the latest technology for you. Any app you can think of. These smartphones have emailing, texting, tweeting, stock quotes, Facebook. Listen, we've got apps coming out to Yin Yang. Oh, wait. Are you with the other guys? Hey, are you with the other guys? Get out of here. You gotta make the switch. Because with Thumb Cellular, enjoy luxury. Unlimited emailing, unlimited texting, and unlimited web surfing. It's like having the whole wide world at your fingertips. Hey, go tell your friends, all right? Listen, you wouldn't happen to be interested in any watches. Didn't think so.
This year, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring will be celebrating its fifth anniversary, due in no small part to your response and support. Their expert repair and body shops share 15 free loaner cars and a tow truck. They have free coffee and Wi-Fi in the customer lounge. The focus on customer service and satisfaction continues with higher trade-in allowances and free lifetime collision repair warranties. Continued sales increases show they're doing things right. When it comes to fair treatment and growing customer service and satisfaction, all dealers are not necessarily created equal. To Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring.
Well, the first half in the book. We got a close one, folks. Bad Axe 34, USA 29 at USA. Ryan, why don't you talk about basically what's going on there?
Both teams are seeing a lot of good action around the paint. USA could very easily be winning this game, as we mentioned before. They have a lot of opportunities down low. They're just not connecting or finishing. Bad Axe, on the other hand, is. They're connecting down low. The difference, really, so far is Adam Riffenbach's three. He's about 2-for-6 on the night. So that's really the only difference, with Bad Axe being up by 5.
And Riffenbach, his only points tonight are threes. He has 2 of them for 6 points. So let's go through some stats. Let's start out with the leaders, Bad Axe. Adam Riffenbach, number 5, he has 6 points. At half, Brandon Dean, number 25, he has 9 points. All of those came in the first quarter, so USA is starting to hone in on him in the second quarter and couldn't score in the second quarter at all. Jesse Quinn, the point guard for Bad Axe, number 32, he has 2 points in each quarter for 4. Jeremy Pulowski, number 33, he has 5 points, 3 of those coming from free throws, and all 5 points in the second quarter. Will Sutton came in and had basically 3 putbacks for Bad Axe. He has 6 points. And Spencer Kelly has a set of free throws in each quarter for 4 points. On the other side of the ball, well, I should say for foul trouble for Bad Axe, Riffenbach has 1, Canarian has 2, D Dean has one, Quinn has one, and Sutton has two, and that's it. On the USA side of the ball, Nick Fletcher was the difference for USA in the second quarter. He had 10 points of the 16 for USA in that quarter, and he had a three free throws and two twos, so two free field goals there. Sean Favors, one for two for USA.